This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's June 1st, and that means it's Dairy Month, and we're kicking off the month with World Milk Day. Today, we'll visit with Industry Relations Manager for the Midwest Dairy Council, Marla Behrens, about World Milk Day and dairy events going on around the state throughout the month of June.
I'm excited. It's June 1st, and that's June Dairy Month, but they added a kind of a new celebration. You know, I always thought, and it is, National Milk Day is back in January, and now we find out there is a World Milk Day, and the World Milk Day is today, June 1st, 2017, and we're inviting you all to celebrate with us.
Well, this is definitely exciting. June is one of my favorite months of the year. Dairy Month, I get to visit with local dairy farmers and talk about milk. And, of course, we are in the heart of Prairie Farms country, and we all love our milk and ice cream and all the good stuff that dairy farmers give us. And I think, Marla, you have kind of a fun activity to tell us about that's happening today.
That's right. A real simple and easy one. Almost everybody these days is on social media. So we kind of have a 1-2-3 step, and it won't take you very long. You'll get to enjoy a big glass of delicious milk. I don't care if you, whatever flavor you choose to pick. At this time of the morning, I still like that plain old white milk. 2% or whole milk is what I really enjoy for breakfast. And so I'd invite you to grab a glass, fill it with milk, and obviously start drinking it after you get that favorite milk, and you take a photo of yourself and post that on your social, whatever you're using for social media. We'd like you to do hashtag World Milk Day, and then if you would tag it at Midwest Dairy, that would be great. And, of course, we want you to have a wonderful toast and say cheers, too, of course, to all of our dairy farmers. They work really hard. As you know, Katie, dairy farming is a job of 365 days a year, and oftentimes it's almost 24 hours a day on a dairy farm.
Yes, they are definitely hard workers, as are a lot of our and all of our friends in the ag industry, and what an easy way to support them and have fun at the same time. So, Marla, I wanted to kind of get an update on how things are going for the Midwest Dairy Council. I know you have several things you work on throughout the year, and we cross paths every once in a while. So any updates that you could give us today?
Well, of course, with June Dairy Month, the exciting part is that we've got some extra open houses and things like that. And down in your country, Mark Hoot Creamery has their annual open house, and it's actually coming up this Saturday, June the 3rd, and you can join them. They've been, making cheese down there in their family operation for 7 years, and obviously the Mark Hoot's a great dairy family, and it's a very family-friendly event. They've got fun on the farm, they've got games and tasting cheese and petting baby calves, and of course, this is going to be interesting. They are actually going to have a demonstration for you this Saturday. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. The cheesemaker will give a live cheesemaking demonstration, so I think that'll really be, interesting for those folks that think that they might someday be an entrepreneurial artisan cheesemaker. They may find out that it takes a lot more to make cheese than what they're in for, but that day open house is from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at the Mark Hoot Creamery. And if you haven't been there yet, it's real easy to find. It's on Dudleyville Road at Greenville, and I think they have some signs in that, but their address is 526 Dudleyville Road. And, of course, as always, free parking at admission, and you can check it out on the website, too, as far as the Mark Hoot Jersey Creamery. So, again, lots of fun happening. That's just this week. And if you go to the other end of the state, but you might have heard of Harvard Milk Days. Do you know what Harvard's known for, Katie?
I don't. I'll be learning something here, so please tell us.
Well, actually, there used to be a big, big concentration up there in McHenry County of dairy, just like there was a lot more years ago there in your county and things. But up there, they put a dairy cow, and her name is Hilda. And the first weekend in June, they always have dairy days. And there was always a controversy, I guess, or a few years ago that they wanted to take Hilda down, and even all the business people wanted Hilda to stay there. And I understand that they have quite the a long parade, about 2 hours, and they have the Milk Days princesses, the little princesses and queens and everything. So lots of activities happening up there. For Harvard Milk Days for a couple of days, and Orion Samuelson is there. We've got some other celebrations around the state as well. It seems like they always fall on a weekend. And as we start out, besides Harvard Milk Days and Mark Hoots this weekend, then the next weekend on the 10th, Kilgus Farmstead has breakfast on the farm. And what that is you want to guess how much breakfast will cost you that day?
I'm going to guess it's probably pretty reasonable.
It's very reasonable. It's a dollar, and their breakfast is a farmer's share breakfast up at Kilgus Farmstead at Fairbury, and it's right off of Main Street there on Route 24. But they give you free farm tours, of course, and kids' activities, and you can meet the Kilgus family, and that's helped out and put on by Livingston County Farm Bureau, and all the proceeds go to the local food pantries. And the nice part about that breakfast of only a dollar is it's helping out other folks, but it really shows consumers, you know, what small share dairy farmers and all the other farmers really get as far as that part of a share in what a breakfast is. And then also on June the 10th, there's going to be a dairy, and this one is really unusual because it's up there by Cook County. The Wagner Farm is part of the Park District up in that area at Glenview, Illinois, and they too have a dairy breakfast, but that's not quite as reasonable. It's about $8. But out there at the Wagner Dairy Farm, they have a lot of activities. It's part of the Park District, and they actually have milking demonstrations, you know, every day. I'm not sure on weekends. I believe on Saturday, but I can't guarantee you on Sunday. But it is a working dairy farm with just about 8 head of cattle, and it's right there in the heart of all the traffic and hubbub. And actually on the 10th of June, in a couple of weeks from 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock, they put on a Wagner 4-H livestock show for all the 4-Hers there in a three-county area. And the animals there at the Wagner Dairy Farm are actually taken care of by 4-Hers, so it's kind of a unique concept, and then they get to actually take their animals and show them against each other, because obviously there's not a Cook County Fair, and those other collar counties don't always have a show for those particular 4-Hers. And they do ice cream making and lots of other contests, but it is a fun day.
Well, it sounds like it. And all of those events you mentioned, not only if you attend, you can probably have a taste test or two, so that's always fun, but also these are educational and really teaching people about what dairy farmers do and how important and hardworking the dairy industry is.
That's exactly right. We feel that the dairy farmers, you know, they are very hardworking, but they are very good stewards of the land, stewards of their livestock, and as you mentioned, you know, it's a great way to, you know, they actually contribute a lot to neighborhoods and the local economy, and of course the great taste of dairy that they get in so many products, that cottage cheese, sour cream, a lot, many things besides that wholesome good glass of milk. In fact, after we get through June Dairy Month, we'll be talking more about it, but the dairy industry, Dairy Management Inc., the national, has just come out with an Undeniably Dairy. And it's got a great logo, and we're going to have it at the state fair, so you can come and see it at the state fair. And maybe you can even post it up on your website. But it is kicking off this month, too, Undeniably Dairy, and it's going to be a virtual toast using social media and the World Milk Day. Excuse me. And then also, you know, I should tell you that World Milk Day was established by the United Nations to celebrate those important contributions of all those dairy farmers and dairy industry. We also want to recognize all of the companies that are very sustainable and contribute to economic development and the livelihoods of many of our towns. And the most important, I guess, is the nutrition. You can't get a more perfect food than that good milk that those dairy cows produce for us.
Marla Behrens, Industry Relations Manager for the Midwest Dairy Council. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.